Hey everyone, this is Steven. Thanks for listening to my podcast. As you know, this is a weekly podcast. This is Steven's Week. I give you the updates on marketing and technology in a fast and easy way. So thanks for listening in. As you know, the original version of this podcast is a YouTube film on my YouTube channel. If you would like to see the original version, please go to youtube.com/Steven Van Balleghem. Enjoy this episode, everyone. If you want to do me one favor, please give a review to this podcast. That helps in spreading the word. If you like it, feel free to share it with your friends and family. Enjoy this podcast, everyone. As we all know, China is suffering from the coronavirus. The interesting thing about that is that this could boost innovation once again in China. What you're starting to see now is that robots and autonomous vehicles are, you know, increasing in importance rapidly. Like JD, last week, they had their first unmanned delivery of groceries and goods that were sold. More and more robots are being used for delivery. They're also using AI to look at patterns of people, to detect if certain people have a fever, to better predict if someone would suffer from the virus. And they're using more and more robots linked to the disease. For instance, they're using robots to de-infect certain rooms where they had patients to make sure that people don't get, you know, opposed to the virus. So, you know, it's really terrible what's happening in China with the virus. But if you look at the impact that it may have on certain types of innovation, this may boost many of those innovations. There's a rumor, and it's linked to 5G and Huawei. The rumor is that the US is looking into ways to acquire either Nokia or Ericsson. To make sure that they can own this fascinating new technology and that they could, you know, launch a competitive offer for 5G around the globe that is a competitor to Huawei. Everyone knows today that Huawei has a higher performance and a lower price than the European providers. We all know that the US does not have any technology in this field, which is a problem for them. So imagine what it could mean if they figure out a way how to acquire Nokia or Ericsson, and how that would, you know, change that entire marketscape. That would be an interesting evolution to follow. But as I said, it is a rumor that I saw this week. There's news about Starlink, the impressive project of SpaceX to have a network of satellites around the world that could provide a global broadband usage, internet broadband usage. Starlink has been launching satellite after satellite in the last few weeks and months. Now, Elon Musk mentioned that they may spin off Starlink from SpaceX and take it public. They believe that the business potential of Starlink is huge. Their estimation is that this could bring in about $30 billion a year. But the investments that they need are also huge. They need $10 billion a year. But if you look at, you know, the investment versus the potential revenues, they are willing to go for it, but they want to go and take it public to have more funds and to make this a commercial project next to SpaceX. And their ambition is to do that in the next few years and to make sure that the ambition that they have with Starlink becomes a reality as soon as possible. There was a fascinating experiment happening in Korea this week. They invited a mother who had a deceased daughter into a virtual world. So she was wearing virtual reality glasses, and there she had the opportunity to meet her virtual daughter who passed away 2 years ago. So the engineers used video material of this girl. They mimicked her voice with an actor, and then this mother could actually talk to her child that she lost 2 years ago. So you can imagine how emotional that must have been for this lady. You can see how she's like virtually trying to hug her little child. So it's a very sad thing to see. But it also raises ethical questions. The question is, to what extent do we want people to stay alive in the future once their physical life has ended? Are we going to create virtual worlds and holograms that we can talk with the people that we love once they passed away? Or is this something that society doesn't really want and you want to really let go of people and say goodbye in a more final way? So this is just one example, but I think it's a very emotional one, very ethical one that we're going to have quite some discussion about in the next few years. What will happen with our lives once our physical life has ended? Thanks for listening to Steven's Week, my weekly podcast about the updates on marketing and technology. Don't forget to give a review to the podcast. That really helps me. And enjoy your weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.